Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Secret Service says an agent fired at suspects today outside the D.C. home of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The Secret Service says an agent guarding the D.C. home of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen noticed suspicious characters trying to open car doors on her street. Officials say a confrontation occurred between the agent and the suspects, and the agent fired. The suspects then fled in their car, and the Secret Service says there's no evidence anyone was struck by the agent's bullets.
The U.S. says it is seriously concerned over protests that broke out after South Korea's president declared martial law today. The U.S. says it was not notified in advance. The parliament has since voted to lift the order. President Biden in Angola for meetings today. He also visited the country's National Museum of Slavery following meetings with Angola's president. Lake effect snow starting to taper off, but it's blamed for several deaths. The winter storm dumping feet of snow, leading to a massive pileup in Michigan. This is ABC News. A company that became synonymous with corporate greed and mismanagement is back in the spotlight.
23 years to the day after the news broke.
Houston-based Enron has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
I am Enron.
A slick commercial hit the internet.
We are Enron.
No one knows what the hell this is.
Attorney Dan Cogdell represented some of Enron's indicted executives. As for a company rebirth,
I can't imagine that being a good idea.
The Enron name was bought 4 years ago for $275 by a pair of renowned practical jokers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In northern New Jersey, the FBI is asking for the public's help identifying possible drone activity in the area over the past few weeks. Officials say this has raised concerns due to the proximity to both a military installation and President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. After hitting a 3.5-year low in September, job postings in the U.S. bouncing back. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlin. A judge has struck down major parts of the law that ban collective bargaining for public sector workers.
Last week's ruling from Dane County Judge Jacob Frost cut out most of the language from Wisconsin Act 10 that barred public unions from bargaining. Frost agreed with the groups that filed the challenge that the law inappropriately cut out exemptions for local police and fire departments without explaining why similar state agencies were not exempt. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the law is over a decade old and has already survived challenges. The ruling is likely to be appealed. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has died. Accolades for Prosser included a statement from Chief Justice Annette Ziegler, who praised Prosser's keen intellect and deep sense of fairness. Former Governor Tommy Thompson, who appointed Prosser to the court in 1998, called him a man of deep conviction and intense loyalty to our way of life. Prosser won Supreme Court elections in 2001 and 2011 before retiring in 2016. The Appleton native died Sunday at the age of 81, several months after being diagnosed with cancer. The trial of Maxwell Anderson has been pushed back several months.
Anderson is the 34-year-old Milwaukee man charged with murdering and dismembering 19-year-old Sade Robinson. The victim was reported missing in early April. Anderson was arrested 2 weeks later, accused of killing Robinson after a date and dumping her body parts around Milwaukee County. His jury trial was set to begin next week, but on Monday, Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Laura Crivello granted a defense motion for an expert to review an analysis of Anderson's phone. Trial is now scheduled for May 27th, with a scheduling conference and pretrial hearing in the months prior. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Most of the ag markets were higher today. Wheat, soy complex, cattle complex all pushed higher. Lean hogs, corn futures were just slightly lower. Let's get big picture today and talk equities, commodities, interest rates, currencies. Let's get focused on the macro trends that might move markets in the year ahead.
Live on 1-2-3-2-4. That's how it reads on my script anyway. Via Farm Journal Broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we have Bill Baruch from Blue Line Futures. After the news, Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net will share price action perspective. I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler. And now, the host of AgriTalk. In France, he's known as Chip Flore. Chip Flore.
You think that's how it is? Right there? Yes. That's me in France? Yeah.
Assuming that all the little accents and everything that I think I've interpreted correctly in my pronunciation.
Okay. That's fantastic. Good, good. Well, thank you, Big Apple Joe. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Stay there because Big Apple Joe's going to help us with the news here in just a little bit. Welcome. Welcome to AgriTalk. Davis has got a couple of days off. He will be back with us at the end of the week. Like I said, just slight losses in corn and hog futures. Everything else tried to push to the upside. Soybeans, you know, 5 to 7 cents higher in most contracts. Bean meal, bean oil, both pushed to the upside. Feeder cattle got the buyers back, and live cattle did as well. So some solid gains there to talk about. Now, we are going to talk big picture and Trump trades and what are the macro trends that are likely to influence equity trade, commodity trade, currency trade, precious metals. We're going to go right down the list with Bill Baruch from Blue Line Futures. And what does it all do to managed money? How are the fund managers going to react to some of these trends, and where might they put their money in the year ahead, and what impact might that have on the ag commodities? So looking forward to the conversation with Bill. And, of course, we got Matt coming up right after the market news with Big Apple Joe. Let's go.
All right, let's give it a shot. March, soft red winter wheat futures opened fractionally higher, rallied to spike resistance at yesterday's high, then pulled back to close near the opening range. The slight downtrend in wheat futures continues, but chart watchers are watching for an upside price recovery after March SRW fell to within a penny of the August 27th low of 542. The wheat market, for the most part, continues to ignore headlines out of the Black Sea region. March HRW wheat futures were 1.25 cents higher at 541.75. March SRW wheat up 0.25 cents to 547.5. March spring wheat closed at 590, up 2.25 cents.
Yeah, that comment there continues to ignore the headlines out of the Black Sea region for the wheat market. We talked with Dan Bossi from Ag Resource Company this morning on the show. If you did not hear that conversation, please go back and give it a listen. We talked about some of the happenings in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, or Russia's war with Ukraine, and why the wheat market really hasn't responded much to that.
USDA yesterday reported corn for ethanol use in October hit 460.5 million bushels. That was about 2 million bushels below trade expectations, but was up 3% from September. Corn for ethanol use so far this marketing year is running 1.9% ahead of the year-ago pace. Reuters reported this morning the Biden administration will not finalize the 45Z guidelines. That puts in question anticipated development of ethanol-to-jet production. March corn futures opened slightly higher and spiked resistance at yesterday's high before dropped to a low-range close. March corn futures were 0.25 cents lower at 432.25. May corn down 0.01 to 438. July corn futures closed at 440.75, down 1.25 cents.
You know, I haven't said this much, and I've been trying to hold off passing this kind of judgment, but talk about checking out. The Biden administration has just absolutely checked out of so many different issues, and this is one of them. The 45Z is part of the Inflation Reduction Act, okay, which is a Biden administration centerpiece for the entire administration. They're not even following the rules here.
The overall trend in the soy complex remains sharply sideways as traders balance strong South American crop potential against improved demand for soybeans. U.S. processors crushed 215.8 million bushels of soybeans in October. That was new record crush total for any month and was 7.1% ahead of October 2023. January soybean oil is finding support around 42 cents after a quick drop from November 11 high of 49.22. January soybean futures opened slightly lower and near session lows, then rallied to close mid-range and just above resistance at yesterday's high. January beans were 6.5 cents higher at 9.91¾. March beans up 6.25 to 9.97¼. July beans closed at 10.20¾, up 4.25 cents.
Yeah, higher in the face of really no concerns on the production side out of South America. All right, Big Apple. Hey, hold tight there. Let's finish up that news before we get started with Bill coming up here in the next segment, because we've got Matt Bennett on the line with us, agmarket.net. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Doing just fine, just fine. Hope everything's been going well for you. Talk to me about this soy complex. We've got good growing conditions, really no red flags out of South America, and the whole soy complex found a way to go higher today. What's up?
Well, you know, we'll take whatever we can get. I mean, ultimately, you know, you look at this bean market, it's tried to break that. January's tried and tried to get down, you know, 975 or below, and it just doesn't seem like it wants to go down and break all those levels of support. I guess there's some buying that surfaced. You know, to be honest with you, fundamentally, it doesn't look good. We all know that.
No.
But at the same time, you know, I think the bean market, maybe it's gotten tired of trying to push the downside. A little bit of money flow there, but I sure wouldn't get out of the mentality of a sell the rally type deal, at least on increments.
Yeah. Okay. Corn market, it did not really like that 45Z news today, did it?
No, and I'm with you, Chip. Good freaking Lord. You know, we've sat around here forever waiting on this news, and then, oh, by the way, we're not going to do anything. I don't know. We don't have enough time to tell you how frustrated I am with that, but.
Yeah, well, as long as we're down that path, well, did you hear that Biden pardoned Hunter, too?
Oh, yeah, I did. You know, and you know what? The cool thing is, Chip, is that it was for an 11-year window, and I don't know how they just kind of picked that 11-year window. Maybe they knew he was doing something wrong for 11 straight freaking years, but whatever.
Yeah, I think they picked that date because Hunter went to Joe and said, Dad, back in 2014, I think that's why. All right. Hey, Matt, good stuff. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely, bud. Have a go. Yep.
All right. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. All right. Coming up, we're going to finish the news, and then we'll have a conversation with Bill Baruch, Blue Line Futures.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and Co-Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and...
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Oh! AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are going to get to a conversation with Bill Baruch from Blue Line Futures. As a matter of fact, I'll let you know what the first question is going to be right out the chute with Bill. When I say Trump trade, does anything specific jump to the top of the list as the most active Trump trades. We're going to get to Bill on that here in just a little bit. First, let's go back to Big Apple Joe and finish up that news, Joe.
March cotton today was 22 points lower at 71.27. Cattle traders are looking for strength to come back to the cash market, and tight calf supplies are already pushing cash feeder prices higher. December live cattle were 95 cents higher at 188.47.5, and February futures up 115 to 189.07.5. January feeders jumped 245 to 259.30. December lean hog futures 2.5 cents higher at 83.25, and February hog slipped a dime to 87.85 chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. That feeder market out there, by the way, holy smokes. There are some markets that are absolutely on fire. And the thing is, they're not showing any signs of backing off at the sale barn right now. That is for sure. All right. Let's get to Bill Baruch with Blue Line Futures. How are you doing, Bill? Good to talk to you again.
It's great to join you again. Always love it.
All right. Excellent. So let's start right with what I said we would. When I say Trump trade, does anything specific jump to the top of the list of the most active Trump trades?
Well, you know, I'm not even going to tease it. I think the last three or four times I've jumped on with you, you've asked me about crypto. And so let's start off there. I think that'd be great. Obviously, President Trump has talked about he's going to be the crypto president. I think some of the favorable regulations, changing the SEC chair. We've seen quite the reaction in Bitcoin over the last, about month. And it's gone up to about that 100,000 knocking on the door there. I think we're going to see it continue to do well. I like to see it. The fact that we're consolidating right now at 100,000, I think is good. It's holding well. I'd even wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of a pullback in order to, sort of digest the move. But, you know, at the same time, I think realistically we could see something, another 20% move before the end of the year. And then in the first half of the next year, I think could be really great, for Bitcoin and crypto. But I don't want to stop there. You know, I think that there's some interesting, ways to look at what the impact on drilling. And, you know, we have, new Treasury Secretary Bessent will come in, and he has his 3-3-3 plan, and it means more drilling, wants to have more oil. So when you say more oil, it could be a headwind to oil prices, and Republican presidents can typically be a headwind to oil prices. So we've looked at things, especially over the last few months. Where can we capitalize on a portfolio? So this is at Blue Line Capital. We're an investment advisor, manage wealth portfolios for clients, and we're pretty heavy on energy. And so, you know, we've leaned into technology a lot over the past couple of years, but we've always stayed loyal to energy. We think of it as a good ballast, and there's so many ways to look at it. It's not always just owning Exxon, a Marathon Petroleum that really are, you know, tethered to the price of oil. It could be the midstream companies, the services companies. So two that we really like right now, Cheniere, ticker LNG, they move natural gas. They're not going to be tethered to the price of natural gas. They are about volume. So I think opening up more, sales of natural gas, moving it abroad, Cheniere can really capitalize, and we've seen a tremendous jump in the last month. Another name that we own that we really like, we've added to as well in the past couple of months, is Kinder Morgan. Ticker's KMI. It's been a really, really great one. I think it's up about 12.5% or so since Trump came into office. They are in the power consumption and natural gas space. I mean, think about this. If you know, a way to play tech without actually playing tech. So if these data centers that are powering AI, they're going to continue to demand more power. And the only way to meet that power is to utilize natural gas. Kinder Morgan is right in the middle of natural gas pipelines and helping power these data centers. So these midstream companies are going to be terrific. And you know, not only that, Kinder Morgan in their earnings call over the summer talked about utilizing AI, you know, within its own business and how it's monitoring pipelines. So I think those are really interesting. And then, you know, even the financial space, I think DVD capital markets pick up next year. A name we added recently is the ICE exchange. They own the New York Stock Exchange. They have actually 22% of the revenues from mortgages, mortgage services. So I think, you know, mortgage activity, things like that could pick up. So, and Goldman Sachs is another name we've added to too. So there's a lot of different spaces you can look at to capitalize the, so to speak, Trump trades.
Man, that is coming out of the chute with a lot of information right there. First things first, Chenier, guys, Chenier. If you want to look up Chenier and get a little bit more information on what they do, it's Chenier. Kinder Morgan. And then the ICE exchange. I mean, those are a couple that I think the audience probably knows about, but Chenier maybe not at this point. Okay. I'm going to go all the way back to the crypto because, President-elect Trump has talked about the potential of creating like a Bitcoin reserve, Bill. What would that do not only to the crypto markets, but what kind of an impact would that have on the dollar?
You know, I think it's really interesting right now as, you know, starting off too, he's talked quite a bit about tariffs. We've seen his tweets recently. He's coming in hot on you know, some of these areas, Canada, Mexico, China, of course. You know, and it's helped strengthen the dollar, but I think the dollar itself has started to stall just a little bit. There's a lot of geopolitical issues too that could help be a tailwind to the dollar. At the end of the day, Trump doesn't want a strong dollar. So I think that's sort of the 4D chess move here is I think we are in the verge of a commodity super cycle that continues. I think we are in one. I think the dollar can really weaken as his presidency evolves. And one tailwind to weakening the dollar, you know, could be that Bitcoin reserve. And, but at the same time, you know, what you're seeing right now is he's recentering the focus on the dollar. He has, you know, just over the weekend talking about BRICS and 100% tariffs on any of these nations that are looking to, you know, move away from the dollar for payments. I mean, the U.S. dollar is massive. I mean, 60% of the foreign reserves are in U.S. dollars. You know, the dollar is not going anywhere, but I think as things evolve, he's not going to want the dollar to be too strong. I think that's really great, you know, for commodities, but I think a lot of that can start with the Bitcoin reserve as well.
Okay. Yeah. Every time that I hear this talk about, you know, the BRICS countries doing trade in a different currency, it's all going to end up back in the dollar anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. I mean, they don't trade they don't do a whole lot of volume. I think it's under $100 billion a day in the Chinese payment services. I mean, it's 10x of in the U.S. I don't know, I remember the exact numbers off my head. Much more than 10x, but it's quite a bit. And that's, I think that's really important to really focus on is even though BRICS has evolved, it's still a very, very minute, you know, part of it. And I think here, if $60 billion in SIPs, CIPS, we do $1.8 trillion in processing per day in U.S. dollars. So it's you know, a lot more. I think the dollar's not going anywhere. And what he's really doing is it's been tarnished in recent years. And he's really trying to just regain the strength of the dollar. But he doesn't want to see the dollar too strong over a long period of time.
Okay, Bill, I just got a text. This listener wants to know, do you buy Bitcoin on a breakout above 100 or wait for a 20% pullback?
You know, I think it's really what your timeline is. That's the important thing. If you're sitting here and saying, you know, should I own Bitcoin over the next 4 years? Then I think price really doesn't matter as much. Now, I think here's a really good way to look at it. If you're fitting it within a portfolio, we own IBIT in our wealth portfolios. It's the Bitcoin ETF. We have new clients and new monies coming in every single day. We have an allocation of about 1% to IBIT, and I think we will increase that over time. But we're buying it for them today. If the money's coming in, you know, every day we go home without selling a position, we're rebuying it the next day.
Gotcha. All right, man, we are off and running in this conversation with Bill Baruch from Blue Line Futures. We've checked a lot of the boxes. I want to dig into the energies just a little bit more, but we've got to hit on some equities, interest rates, commodities, metals, managed money. We got a lot of ground to cover yet.
This fall, enhance your dry fertilizer and power crop performance with Titan XC. By increasing the availability of applied nutrients, Titan XC makes your dry fertilizer program more efficient and effective, meaning you can increase your yields while keeping money in your pocket. Ask for Titan XC on your dry fertilizer today and power crop performance next season. Visit CropFertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
All right, let's head to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and recap how the markets closed. March HRW wheat futures 1.25 cents higher, 541.75. March SRW wheat up 0.25 cents to 547.5. March corn futures 0.25 cents lower, 432.25. May corn down 0.01 to 438. July corn futures 440.75 down 1.25 cents. January beans 6.5 cents higher at 991.75. March beans up 6.25, 997.25. March cotton 22 points lower, 71.27. December live cattle 95 cents higher, 188.47.5. January feeders up 245, 259.30. December hogs 2.5 cents higher, 83.25. Go to tryprofarmer.com.
Sometimes. Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Hey there, Mondovi. This is Kendra Edwards. Great news for our community. Amplify Health by Gunderson is coming to town. Soon, you'll have top-notch family and children's medicine right at your doorstep. Whether it's a quick checkup or care for acute and chronic illnesses, we've got you covered. Stay tuned for the grand opening, and let's get ready to welcome Amplify Health to Mondovi.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, with winds out of the southwest gusting to around 25 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, we only fall a few degrees to the low 20s, and tomorrow, temperatures crash. It'll be blustery and cold with scattered snow showers. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best for skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Currently, it's 23.
Future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Bill Baruch, Blue Line Futures. Okay, let's a couple of other markets that I want to kind of just go through, and I'm going to call it equities in general here for a spot to start, Bill, because, boy, the last month has the volatility has come back, and generally speaking, the Dow's at 44.7 right now. It's been an impressive move.
It's been a very impressive move, and I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's going to be a December to remember, and it's going to be the Mag 7.
Okay. Oh, did we lose him?
If you
there he is.
No. If you take a step back, the S&P is about 5% above the July high, and the NASDAQ has not taken out its July high yet. You look at the run it had in November at right after the election, it hit that, you know, kind of probed that July high, but it also has a trend line from the August lows that it's building on. So there's actually a ascending triangle, a bullish pattern that it's building, and it's trying to really kind of reach towards it right now. Meta's breaking out today. Apple setting new highs. Amazon's chomping at the bit, moving really well. I think a lot of these names, and you look at the Microsoft and Alphabet, have underperformed the NASDAQ. Microsoft's the most in basically 2 years. I think some of that can flip. When they start to get going, I think they're going to drive the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is going to have a really, really terrific December as it breaks out above those July and November highs and out of that bullish pattern.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay. When I'm thinking about NASDAQ and the technology and everything, AI's got to come straight to the surface on that one, Bill. And I don't think we've had a chance yet to get your take on what AI might mean for markets, for investments, for money management going forward. How big of a disruptor might this be?
On the investing side, I mean, we're really starting to see it already. I mean, over the last couple of months, the rest of the market has been able to catch up to some of the AI booming stocks. But it's also, you know, I think software has begun to show up a little bit and play catch up to what it had fallen behind over the start of the year and the end of last year. It's a name like Salesforce reporting earnings after the bell today. You know, so there's things to kind of keep an eye at. We don't own Salesforce, but so they're definitely one of the companies that is implementing it across their software suite. So I think it's starting to trickle out from where it was the GPU demand, the picks and shovels from NVIDIA, and a lot of the names that are just surrounding NVIDIA. There's names like Synopsys that does electronic design automation for the chips, have contracts with NVIDIA. There's names like Micron that produces the high bandwidth memory. So there's a lot of names like that have had a really good year, a volatile year for some of them. But I think it starts to move out software as an answer. We're also starting to see it implement. I think you'll see it implement in industrial space. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, KMI, Kinder Morgan's talking about, you know, from the power needing it, but also implementing it for their own. So I think it's going to continue to trickle down to implementation. I think it's really, you know, we're in the early innings, but we are continuing to move through it. But it is the early innings.
Okay, all right. The precious metal markets. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's been a tough month. So on top of the wealth management side and Blue Line Futures, the commodity brokerage where we work with, you know, farmers, ranchers, and individuals that want to trade. We also have a commodity fund called Blue Creek Capital Management. So manage. Mm-hmm. A metals alpha program that's only on metals. We have a broader global portfolio as well. Covers a big focus in the metals. And so metals have been a big part of what I do. And it was a tough month the last month, falling back, you know, as the dollar strengthened on the heels of Trump, the fear of tariffs. What does it mean for China? What does it mean for others? And it's really bringing right back into, you know, what we saw in the metals for a lot of like 2018. And having a tough environment 2017 to 18 in the metals. Some of that election reaction we saw in 2016 reoccurred again. But here's the thing. I think, like I mentioned earlier, that although Trump has been a tailwind to the dollar now, he doesn't want a very strong dollar. And I think that's going to be a tailwind to commodities. We're also at the onset of a very seasonally bullish time of year for gold and silver. In fact, some of the seasonals for supportive to these markets historically started already with platinum and copper. silver and gold kick off a bit in a week or two. But the flush out that we've seen on the heels of Trump's victory, I think it's just opportunity. And what we've seen is a crushing number in the open interest. So I think that refreshes the market. Those December contracts, and everybody knows those December contracts are pretty big. When those get those options expired last week, those options expired and the futures are rolling off now. So we move into these the new contracts that can bring a refresher right when these markets need it, right at the start of a seasonally bullish time of year. So I'm really excited for the metals, especially the next 60 days.
Okay. Commodities, the ag commodities. What does all of this mean for the macro trends in grains and livestock?
Well, I think what we've started to see is a shift of the extreme negative positioning by funds and corn, you know, as the second half of the year really developed. I think that can lead to opportunity. I think there's definitely some pessimism, you know, from those involved from you know, who have been hedging, who are the growers from where prices are. Typically, you know, I mean, heck, I'm pessimistic on the metals, you know, kind of seeing them, how you feel negative. But you look, take a step back and you look at it, oh, wow, this is opportunity. I think we're seeing something very similar in the grains right here. I think there's opportunity in corn. We've positioned with some long call spreads for going out to February in corn. So when I say, you know, the negativity, it means when you're so close to a market sometime that's been beaten down, whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time, that pessimism can build, and it's important to take a step back and be able to see the forest from the trees. And I think that's opportunity. I think, hogs have run up quite a bit recently. We're positioned in our commodity fund as well to see those fall back. I think the seasonality tends to be a little negative, and I'm looking for a little bit of contra trend coming out of that.
Okay. All right. So for people that are managing money out there with several opportunities in these markets and places to put money, is there enough money to go around, you know, to support all of these markets?
Oh, yeah. There's more money than I mean, every day I'm astonished about how many investors and how many market participants are out there. There's a lot of money in the sidelines. People keep
still
pointing to the money markets that are in the sidelines. And I don't even really want to focus on that. I think the money market stays there. But I mean, as our commodity fund has grown, you really to see how people utilize leverage the bigger institutions. You're really getting a good glimpse into that. There's more money in these markets than I ever imagined, and I think there's a super cycle here in commodities. I think this bull market in the equity markets is going to continue. Think about one second here. Take a step back. The S&P over the last 100 years has averaged a 10% return on average. I think we're in an environment where we could see 15%. Maybe 17% annualized over the next decade. Over the next 7 years alone, if we see a 15% rise over the next 7 years, with 1 year that's down 10%. Now that's optimistic to only see down 10% in the pullback here. But if we see that, you know, we're talking about S&P approaching 11,000, and that's not really even asking for much from the market. I think that's very doable.
Holy smokes, man! You know what? From your mouth to God's ear on this one, Bill. I mean, that is going to make a decision for, you know, I just think about the number of people that are trying to figure out, is now the time to retire or not, and open up job opportunities for that generation that's coming up next. In that kind of environment, the turnover on the jobs is going to be huge, isn't it?
It really could be. I mean, I think the economy, I think policy has gotten used to a very wonky job market for a number of reasons outside of COVID and immigration. So I think that's a very interesting dynamic. I think there's a lot of different components in that stew right now to really jump to any conclusions, but it could be interesting for sure.
Okay. Last one, man. Interest rates. What's the outlook?
I think the treasury markets have been bludgeoned over the recent months, meaning interest rates have risen. I think that bludgeoning is really coming, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe it's ended. We're actually been positioning long in some bonds and some 2 years, from, you know, measured risk with some call spreads and some call structures. But I think, you know, as we're seeing a shift from that extreme negativity on the bond market and the fiscal spending, you know, especially with, President Trump elect, appointing Bessent, who can really, you know, he's a bit of a fiscal hawk, especially relative to what we've seen. So I think we're going to start to see a turn in the treasury markets. I think rates come down. I think that could be a really good tailwind to risk assets next year. And I'm excited. It kind of lines up with everything that I'm talking about.
Yeah. That would. Man, oh man, Bill, we covered a lot of ground. Thank you. Thank you so much for making time for us. And, thanks for letting us borrow Oliver every Thursday afternoon. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a great one.
All right. Bill Baruch, Blue Line Futures. Holy smokes. We covered a lot of ground there, and there's lots of opportunity in what we talked about, and lots of choices for the money managers and ways to divvy up a personal portfolio. Holy mackerel. Got a lot to think about. I'll be right back.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new Salted Caramel Frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge Salted Caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. A participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted Caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavor.
Maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more. at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you ready to unleash superior seating performance in your operation? Choose from two revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Mintil Drill, renowned for its seating consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
And welcome back to AgriTalk on this Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a global day of charitable giving. That takes place on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, like today, here in the U.S. It is a day to encourage people to give back to their communities and the causes that they care about. And today, Farm Journal is encouraging you to please consider supporting the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Since 1987, the Animal Agriculture Alliance has brought together farmers, ranchers, companies, organizations, and the entire food chain to safeguard the future of animal agriculture. This giving season, your support matters more than ever. Today, and today only, your tax-deductible donation will be matched dollar for dollar up to $100,000 thanks to the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. So you can double your impact today, guys. Visit animalagalliance.org. Animalagalliance.org to give and help secure a future for animal agriculture. Together, we can make a difference on this front. And if you would like to learn more about Animal Ag Alliance, go back and listen to this morning's conversation that we had at the end of the show. We talked about what the Animal Ag Alliance is and what the goals and who they are targeting with their message and so on. It was a good conversation. Okay, man, just do something. That's the message that I got from Bill. You guys, when we think about just as an investment, retirement accounts, investment accounts, whatever, you know, however it is you do it, just do something. He's got the outlook going on crypto, started right there. I'll admit, I didn't even have it on my list of things to talk to him about, and he went boom, straight to the crypto. As soon as he said Bitcoin, I'm thinking to myself, good grief. Why in the world didn't I have this on my list? You know, so during one of the breaks, or during the break at the bottom of the hour, one of the reasons that I was kind of late hopping in there on the market recaps is because I was thinking about why wasn't I thinking about crypto in, you know, setting up for this conversation with Bill? And I had thoughts of egg futures. I had thoughts of pork belly futures, broilers, things like that. The reason that these markets didn't didn't survive, you know, broilers in particular. I mean, this was just a messy game right there. As soon as there were too many broilers and the broiler price was going down, the commercials would come in, get long broiler futures and break a bunch of eggs. You know, it was just too easy to manipulate and or influence. Not manipulate's probably the right word there. It was too easy to influence. Pork bellies, same kind of story there with movement in cold storage. You know, they park those pork bellies in frozen storage for a period of time and just leave them there. Leave them there and let it tighten up the cash market. Eventually, the cash market would start to influence the futures market, and off the thing would go. And I just can't get over the feeling. And I'm working on it, you guys. I am working on it, trying to come around to the Bitcoin makes sense to me. I just haven't gotten over that final hump yet. But, boy, it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people. There is no question about it. If all of a sudden we do look at a Bitcoin reserve, I went straight to that question, you know, and then to what kind of an impact does that have on the dollar? Because as soon as a reserve is built on cryptocurrency, doesn't that start to take away the influence of the currency itself? I don't know. That's how I see it as of right now. So I don't know exactly where that thing is going. 11,000 S&P 500 by the end of the decade. Holy smokes, that is an impressive outlook for what might be happening to the equity trade, no doubt about that. Commodities, there needs to be some money that will move over to it. And like I said, there's just so many choices for the money managers right now. It comes down to a question of how does the money that is being invested get split up by the money managers? Bill himself said, you know, he went straight to crypto, but they're using a crypto ETF, and 1% of the new money comes over to that crypto ETF. So it's not like, you know, people are opening up brand new accounts and money managers are dumping half of that money into crypto, but some of that money is going into crypto. Hey, if we got 1% of that money going into grain markets, into the long side of the grain markets, it would clearly have an influence on the way that grain market would perform. So, man, it lots of choices, lots of ways that dollar bills are going to be split up and allocated throughout the markets over the year ahead. It's going to be a dynamic year. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to document exactly how that money has been split up and how the investments are happening. Okay, here we go. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, December 8th through the 12th. Above normal temperatures expected in the western Corn Belt. Far eastern Iowa is the cutoff point, and eastern Missouri is the cutoff point. East of that, we are looking at near normal temperatures. So near normal to above normal temperatures for December 8th through the 12th. Near normal to above normal precipitation expected, with the above normal in the eastern Corn Belt and the northern production areas. Far northern Iowa and points to the north of that, looking for above normal precipitation. Wow. Okay, thanks for listening today. Come back tomorrow morning. Tim Minter, the Farmer Forum, right here on AgriTalk.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more
at goldenharvestseeds.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Good morning, feet freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for